So this exhibit is titled Above the Fruited Plain, which is a line from the song America the Beautiful. How did you come across the title and the concept for this show?
Well, I like to go back to the source of things, and America the Beautiful was a song we grew up with, and I've been kind of dissecting these things that we have grown up with and never really asked questions about, and I like to ask questions and get to the source of things. And I learned that this song was written by a woman. And of course, we never would have known that. Professor Catherine Lee Bates, she wrote it in 1893. I think she was living in Massachusetts, but she was traveling to Colorado and went across the Midwest and was very affected by the beauty of the prairies and the landscape of this country, which is a very, very beautiful country and very diverse with its different types of landscape. And it really affected her for, you know, so she wrote this poem, and it became a song. And given our America these days, I liked the idea of comparing it to what she wrote. And viewers, depending on their age and depending on their views, it can walk away with something different from the next viewer.
What is it like to stand before a canvas or come to your tools?
Sometimes if I have a blank canvas, then I have to think about it. But because I do read, my work is always about the narrative. So I've always been kind of shaped by history and literature, and it has affected my content and what I'm saying and as a storyteller in the work. So it's very important for me to also reflect on art history and landscape painting in particular, because it's such a long tradition. And the fact that scientists probably did not record climate change until about the late 19th century could mean that the act of landscape destruction might only be recorded in art history, which I find fascinating. And that just shows you the importance of visual art.
Interesting. I hadn't thought of that before. So some of these landscape paintings from kind of the Industrial Revolution might be a first text of history.
I think so. I think that if you look at some of the Romantic painters of England and the Hudson River School painters in New York, it's all there. And, you know, they didn't protest, or they didn't know what kind of changes would be in some cases. In other cases, they did. Somebody like Albert Bierstadt, and they have one of the most beautiful paintings at the Albert Kemper Museum of Art by Albert Bierstadt, if you ever get a chance to see it, a landscape painting. And all of those areas are gone in all of their paintings, and I find that fascinating.
I understand you have family ties to St. Joseph, is that correct?
Yes, my father was from there, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather. So quite a legacy there, but I just wasn't born there.
And with that, you have shown work at the Albert Kemper before.
Well, it's interesting because after I graduated from high school and I left and went to college and graduated from graduate school, I ended up having my first museum solo exhibition there. And it's unusual for a fresh graduate of graduate school to have a museum exhibition. And that was my first. And I, you know, had always kept in touch with them. I knew the director at that time, Jim Ray, who gave me the show. His daughter was in my class at Central High School. And it was kind of fascinating how it all worked out. And I learned a lot from that exhibition. It was a kind of a gift to have that experience. And I always kept my membership because even though I didn't live there and I wouldn't see all of the exhibitions, I thought it was very important to support that museum because so many cities and towns of that size don't even have a museum. And they have more than one museum in St. Joseph. But to have a visual arts museum with a collection, the permanent collection that they have, is extraordinary. And I just wanted to support that for as long as I can.
What should folks expect to see when they come out? What unifies the work in this show?
The paintings themselves are in the color of alizarin crimson. And I did a whole body of work with that one color, alizarin crimson, which is a deep, deep red with blue undertones. And this color symbolizes for me the chemical-filled sunsets we have in Cancer Alley here near New Orleans, and the roses and the blood and the algae in the water of the Gulf of Mexico. When the water turns red, you know, it's seasonal. But alizarin crimson is such a rich, deep, beautiful color. And I used that main color in a big portion of this show. And I consider these methane landscapes.
That was visual artist Jacqueline Bishop discussing her work and her show Above the Fruited Plain, which opens this Saturday at the Albert Kemper Museum of Art. It remains on view until November 2nd. For KXCV, I'm Gavin McGough.